Some people say, where do you start learning accounting? Start with your own financial statement. Included in this program is a sample financial statement. Take the time, sit down, fill it out. Even if it is embarrassing and you don't like it, that's where you start. After you've done that, find somebody who's fairly good, somebody who's very smart, hopefully much smarter than you, and actually show it to them. Sit down with them. Ask them what they think. What can you do? Keep asking advice. What my poor dad did, he never kept the financial statement, so he had nothing to look at. So my poor dad lived in this world that if he just worked harder and made more money, his financial problems would go away. And that's what he did. He worked harder, he made more money, but his financial problems got worse. So it starts with managing your own financial statement and getting educated. That's how you start learning about accounting. So completing the basics of accounting, as I said, there's good income, good expenses, bad expenses. There's good assets and bad assets. We'll be going into that in a later subject. But what I mean by a bad asset is an asset where you're not making enough money. In other words, the asset is tying up so much money, but it's not giving you a high enough return. The average person, the middle class person, is buying what I call bad assets or slow assets. They're still assets, but they're not making you rich quick enough. And we'll be going into that in the future. When it comes to liabilities, there's good liabilities and bad liabilities. In other words, there's good debt and bad debt. And I'll be going into that a lot in the real estate section. For example, I am deeply in debt, but it's debt that makes me rich. The average middle-class person is deeply in debt, but they're in debt that makes them poor. So going back to the basics of accounting, please know there's income, expense, assets, liabilities, and there's good and bad in each of it. So once you understand how to read a financial statement, the next thing you need to realize is that a banker will read your financial statement differently than my rich dad would read a financial statement. In other words, depending on your point of view, rich, poor, middle class, you'll read a financial statement differently. For example, when you show your banker your financial statement, they look at your net worth. While my rich dad would not look at net worth, he wants to look at cash flow. Yet your banker will allow you to count your speedboat. Let's say you pay $10,000 for your speedboat. You put $5,000 down, and you're carrying $5,000 in liability. Your banker will allow you to count the $5,000 you put down as part of your equity in that. My rich dad would not allow me to do that. He would measure strictly by how much money or cash was flowing into my pocket because of that boat. Now, technically, the boat is an asset. In other words, let's say you paid $10,000 for it. You could sell it for $5,000, so it still has some retained value to it. The trouble is, at that moment, it's not putting any money in your pocket. So if it's of value, i.e. like a boat or your golf clubs, you know, there's some value to it. You could take it to a swap meet and you could sell your golf clubs there. It has some value to it. So if it has some value but is not putting any money in your pocket, the technical term for something like that is called a doodad. And what reason most people go broke is they spend all their lives buying doodads that their banker allows them to count as an asset. And that's why they're in the middle class.
And to reconcile those two conflicting opinions, that is between rich dad's definition and the banker's definition, you'll see in the financial statement that we actually show doodads. You can list the speedboat, you can list your personal house, you can put your car in there, and you'll see a total given there. And from that total, you can come up with the banker's version of your assets and your net worth. But take the time to also do rich dad's version, because that's the distinction, that difference can make you rich.
As my rich dad said, he loved his banker a lot, but he never met too many rich bankers. And my wife, Kim, always calls me Imelda Marcos because I love doodads. I mean, I love shopping. You know, I have two gold Rolex watches and I want a third one. And my banker would allow me to count my gold Rolexes as assets. But the fact is, when I look at it from my rich dad's point of view, those are doodads. You know, you look at the big diamond rings or your jewelry, you can count those as assets. And your banker would say, ah, your net worth is very high. But my rich dad would still call them what? Doodads.